Well, here we are, week three, day five. We've made it to through a third week of hearing the voice of God. Because we've been breaking open the Word of God, I trust that you're growing in your relationship and knowledge with the Lord. Because again, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. On day one of this week, we grew in our understanding of the levels of intimacy with God. And we took a look at writing a letter to God and where you write the letter. And then also where you allow the Holy Spirit to speak back to you through a letter. And in that letter that you write to God, you expose your heart to God. And then you allow the Holy Spirit to expose his heart to you concerning that situation. On day two, we learned about discernment of spirits. And then our spirit is moved upon by either our spirit, the evil spirit, or the Holy Spirit. And we also learned on day two the three principles of discernment. Number one, peace. Number two, that God does not contradict himself. And number three, that we're to seek wise counsel. Then on day three, we saw the blocks that could get in our way from hearing from God. We saw that a lack of faith that God would speak to you, that will get in the way, that will block. The lack of formation is how to hear God. Lack of experience, not taking the time to hear God. Fear of what God might say. Not acting upon a previous word from God. Sin on your soul. Not asking for the grace to hear his voice. Devotional busyness. And we also saw that the enemy can be a block to getting in the way from hearing from God. And then yesterday, day four, we saw that God is bigger than our biggest mistake, that all things work to the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. We also saw that we should live in faith and not in fear. And we saw that faith and fear are opposite, and that God works in the realm of faith and Satan works in the realm of fear. And what is fear? It's false evidence appearing real, false evidence appearing real. So what do? We need to trust. We need to trust that God is my Father and that my Father has a plan for my life and that my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. Today, week three, day five, today we're going to learn the importance of praying in tongues. And if you don't have the gift of tongues, today we're going to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to pray that you receive the gift of tongues. So have faith, have faith. Today, God is going to renew your baptism. He's going to immerse you in the Holy Spirit. That's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is. Thinking about that, baptism means to immerse. You're going to be immersed in the Holy Spirit, like the apostles on the day of Pentecost, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray for that today, and we're also going to pray that you receive the gift of tongues. And you're going to see today why tongues is such a wonderful gift to help you, your heart to break open and hear the word of God. Here's our scripture for today. 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, if one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the Spirit. Mysteries in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:2. The gift of tongues is your spirit or your heart overflowing through your tongue by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. When one prays in tongues, one enters into their spirit, which is beyond their mind. See, people will say to me, well, Brennan, I don't understand what I'm saying when I pray in tongues. Understanding is the operation of the mind, of the soul. Tongues is further, deeper in you than your mind. It's not an operation of the mind. It's an operation of the heart. Now, let me give an example of this. Okay, ready? Is love an operation of your heart, your spirit? Is your heart, is love a spiritual matter or is love an intellectual matter? If it's an intellectual matter, then a matter of the soul, then could you please define for me love? Give me a definition of love. I mean, I want an all-encompassing definition that, oh, that's it. Love is not something that you can explain, is it? It's not something that you can understand. It's beyond understanding. It's an experience. And it's an experience of the heart. It's an experience of the spirit. It's deeper than your mind. It's deeper than your intellect. It is all the way down in the depths of your holy of holies. It is here in the spirit that the Holy Spirit comes. It's here in your heart that the Holy Spirit comes into communion with you and that he gives you revelation. I want you to understand that. In your spirit, in your heart has three functions. Your spirit. It's in your spirit that you come into communion with God. You receive revelation from God, where God speaks, is in your spirit. It's not to your mind. It's not to your mind. It's not, which is your soul. It's not there. God speaks in the deep recesses of your person. And it is in your spirit that you come into communion with God. You also receive revelation from God. And it's there in your spirit that your conscience of when you're not walking with God, that's a matter of deep down in your spirit. See, in tongues, what tongues does is tongues breaks things open so that you can pass through the veils, move beyond your body and your senses, move beyond your soul, which is your intellect, will, and emotion, and move deep into your holy of holies, your spirit. In the Old Testament, the tent of meeting, the tent of meeting had three veils to pass through to come into the presence of God. And the Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. The names of those veils to come into the presence of God were the way, the truth, and the life. When we pray in tongues, we're piercing through those veils so that we can come into the presence of God, come into the Holy of Holies. And tongues is one of those gifts because tongues comes from the Holy Spirit in our spirit. Tongues helps us to move beyond our intellect, will, and emotions. That's the operation of the soul, intellect, will, and emotions. Tongues helps us to move beyond the intellect, will, and emotions, and helps us to move into communion and to revelation from God. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17, it says this, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues. This is the word glossolalia here. This isn't tongues like when you become a believer in Jesus Christ, you get an automatic infusion of Mandarin Chinese, automatic infusion of French. Boy, I'll tell you, I wish I would have gotten that because that would have helped me in high school. The only class I ever really botched up in my life was French. And man, I wish Jesus was speaking here of earthly tongues because that would have been nice. No, he's speaking here of angelic tongues. It also says in Scripture this. It says in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, it's about the day of Pentecost. You know the story of Pentecost, the tongues of fire, the mighty wind, the Holy Spirit comes. And it says in verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. In Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 46, while Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who came with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit had poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. How did they know that these people had received the Holy Spirit? Why? Because they were speaking in tongues and they were extolling God. In Acts 19:6, it says this, that Paul went to these believers and these believers had not yet received the Holy Spirit. They had been baptized but not received the Holy Spirit. So when he laid hands on them, they began to speak in tongues and prophesy. When the Holy Spirit fills our life, one of the things he gives us is the gift of tongues. Now, St. Paul says this. He says in 1 Corinthians 13, he says, though I have the tongues of angels or the tongues of men and I have not love, I'm a clanging cymbal. Well, I know what the tongues of men are. The Mandarin Chinese, as we were saying, in French and all the Portuguese, all those different languages, right? But what's the tongues of angels? The tongues of angels is that glossolalia, that gift of tongues. It's that overflowing of the heart through the physical tongue moved by the Holy Spirit. That's the gift of tongues. You know, when we're in love, as I said before, there's just not words to express our love. And when you think about it, God gave you a tongue for what reason? What reason? Why do you have a gift of tongue? wouldn't it be the first reason is for you to express your love for God, for you to praise God? But there's just not the words. When you go to a human being, and when I go to my wife and I want to tell her that I love her, there's just not the words to express that love. When you're really in that moment in life, when you want to share with someone how much you love them, the words aren't there. But God gave you a gift, gave you this tongue, and it's for to worship him and to praise him. But there's no words. So what happens is we read in Romans 8:26 that in our weakness, the Holy Spirit comes to us to express our prayers with moans and groans. What are those moans and groans? According to the church fathers, that's the gift of praying in tongues. See, we want this gift of praying in tongues because this gift is moved by the Holy Spirit. It's given to us by the Holy Spirit to pray. And when we pray in the Spirit, it also says in Romans 26, we pray in accordance to the will of God. Now, Paul also says in 1 Corinthians that when we pray, we should also pray with our mind, our intellect. And as we pray in tongues, what's happening is our spirit, the Holy Spirit in our spirit through the gift of tongues, is softening our hearts, if you will, so that now the will of God, the word of God, can break into our hearts, our intellect, will, and emotions, so that we can receive this word of God to us. And God can speak to us. So, praying in tongues is like a farmer tilling the field. He's plowing the field. He's breaking up the earth. Why? So he can plant the seeds. And the word of God is a seed. And as we pray in tongues, what happens is the Holy Spirit begins to soften our hearts, break up our hearts. Our hearts can become so callous that we can't, we can't hear the word of God to us. So tongues helps us. So let's pray for that right now. Let's ask God to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. It's very simple. Just say this after me. Father, I thank you that you've called me through the waters of baptism. It is my desire now, Father, that you baptize me in the Holy Spirit like the apostles on the day of Pentecost. Immerse me in your Spirit, Father. Fill me now afresh and anew with the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, I surrender to you. Holy Spirit, I want you more and more in my life. Take my life. Spirit of God, take my life and use it as you want. Jesus, you are my Savior. Jesus, you are my Lord. Take my life and do with it whatever you want. And I release my tongue to you right now. I release my tongue. Grant me the gift of tongues, Jesus. Grant me a new heavenly prayer language. By faith, I receive it right now. By faith, Jesus, by faith. And I open up my mouth right now. Jesus, I open up my mouth. And Jesus, I say, take my tongue. And I will begin to make sounds, Jesus. And I will trust that you will use those sounds to glorify your name. Now, I'm going to begin to pray in tongues. And as I'm praying in tongues, I want you to pray with me. Just pray along with me. Mimic the sounds that I'm making. It's to get you out of your mind because you're sitting there going, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Well, I'm going to turn off your mind right now. Remember, because this isn't a matter of the mind. It's a matter of the heart. I'm just going to say, pray with me. Just make the sounds. They won't be exactly the same. Don't worry about it. Just begin to make sounds with me. And you'll see the Holy Spirit will take over. Aresiri kadaradara mashalari kurima salakanda. Tidia darakininema solalanana kanda. Alleluia, 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 la 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 mas. Alleluia, yakariandara basula mas. Just keep saying alleluia, ariada shalara kantana. If you haven't received it yet, just keep saying alleluia. And when you get to the ya, just keep holding it out. Alleluia. Just hold out that alleluia and then let your tongue begin to make sounds. Just let it roll. Let it flow. Remember, where the Holy Spirit is, there's a flow. Father, we receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit. We receive the gift of tongues right now. We are baptized in the Holy Spirit. We've received the gift of tongues. We receive it by faith. In Jesus' name.